Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin.
What kind of survey?
This is a survey. It's about the upcoming elections and also about other issues in your community.
Okay, well, I'm not voting for Donald Trump. You can put that down.
Well, do you want to make your opinion count by filling out the survey?
Go ahead. Come on with it. I only got a few more moments.
Okay, thank you. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race. Are you white,
I'm
African-American? And this is just for classification purposes. Are you white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino? Asian.
I'm a black man.
Thank you very much. Now, we still know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely
100%.
Vote?
100%. I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank
I never
you.
Miss an election. I always
okay.
vote.
And just to be sure, we're talking to people of all ages. What is your age?
I'm 51.
Thank you very much. Now, for something different, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between... Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
All the same.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Put me down as a Democrat. That's fine.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I don't agree with everything in the Democratic Party. I don't agree with everything in the Republican Party. I'm an American citizen, ma'am.
So how should I record your answer? As a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Put me down as a strong Democrat. That's fine.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied because I don't like the way Congress messes itself up whenever we have whoever in Congress, in the president's house.
And would you say you are dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I would say I'm satisfied.
Satisfied. Now, and generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Is it protecting abortion rights? Creating more jobs and raising wages, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, combating division and racism, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
Ma'am, all of those issues are important to me. All of them.
Yes. But what would you say would be the two most important for your member of Congress should focus on? To focus on?
Passing gun reform.
Gun reform.
There's killings out here. It's easier to buy a gun than it is to buy a house these days.
I understand. And the second one, what would it be?
Um,
let me see, the cost of college. Oh, wait a minute. What was another one you said? What was another one?
Improving K through 12 education. And the other one related to that was making college more affordable and forgiving student debt.
Yeah, that part.
That one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first,
all right, come on,
The first one on the list is Kamala Harris.
I like Kamala Harris.
And on a scale from 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
What about them?
On a scale from 0 to 100, how do you feel about them? 0 being cold and unfavorable, 100 meaning warm and favorable.
Let's go with let's go with a 100. That's cool.
100. Thank you. Then we have Cornel West.
I like Cornel West. That's my man.
And on a scale from 0 to 100?
Give him a 100.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, get a 100.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
0.
Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott. T-I-M Scott.
What the hell is that?
Never heard of him?
No.
Okay. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
0.
And Hakeem Jeffries.
Hakeem Jeffries, he get a 100. I like him.
100. Thank you. Now, we still know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, let me know.
Give me Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
I'll take his senile ass over down Donald Trump.
Thank you. And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
Yeah, I saw lion-ass Donald Trump. And I saw Joe Biden. I'm going to still vote for Biden. I don't care how much he gaff or whatever. He still make the right decision.
Thank you. And would you say what you saw was a lot, some, or only a little of the debate?
A lot.
A lot. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
I didn't like his performance in the debate, ma'am. I'm going to just be honest mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. you. His performance last night was shitty. But I'm still going to vote for the man.
And for the purpose of the question, we do have a scale if that helps. What you see, what you saw during the debate made you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support him?
More likely.
And is that somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. And what did you see or hear that makes you more likely to support Joe Biden for president?
Lying-ass Donald Trump.
In a few words, if you can elaborate, please.
The fact that we have a convicted felon who is a nominee for the Republican Party running for president of the United States makes me not want to vote for that person, but against them. So I'm going to vote for Joe Biden and against Donald Trump. Donald Trump can't buy a firearm, and he should not be over the nuclear weapons of this nation. He is a criminal. He can't even hold office as the mayor of a small town in Georgia, let alone be the president of the United States. He should not ever
Thank you.
The President of the United States again, ever.
Just a moment, please, because we do have a little section for that one. So what I got was the fact that we have a convicted felon who is a nominee for the Republican Party, so it makes me want to vote against him. Is that close to what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, and did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
Ma'am, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump.
Just for the purpose of the question, made you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
Less likely.
And
he lies about everything. He cannot tell the truth.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Ma'am, what are you asking me?
Yes, does it make you, what you saw during the debate make you somewhat less likely or much less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
More, I don't understand
much.
Your question, ma'am. Your question is confusing.
Well, the question was, did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president? And we want to know.
Less likely to support Donald Trump.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. And now, what did you see or hear that makes you less likely to support Donald Trump for president? Once again, in a few words, if you can.
Now, I just told you several times that the entire debate where Donald Trump was lying about everything. I don't want a dishonest man to be the commander-in-chief of our armed forces or to represent or be the face of the United States of America.
I don't want him
as my commander-in-chief. I don't want him representing the United States. He is a worldwide embarrassment to our country.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to read what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. Is it the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Okay. Let's go with number three, the rise of
stagnant wages and rising costs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the second one?
Go. And the second one was if Donald Trump gets elected as a president.
Thank you.
Because
now,
if he gets elected, and the reason for that is if he gets elected as president, it will embolden white supremacists to attack black people around the country.
I understand.
And he won't do anything to stop the black-on-black violence that already exists because of our self-hatred and oppression over the hundreds of years that we were oppressed in this country.
Yes, I understand. Now, for
–
yes, I do. Now, before
– I don't think you do, but go ahead.
Before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience and your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're nearing the last section of the
series. Oh, my God. How long is this going to be, ma'am? I got to go.
Just this section and then the last section, which is a few more questions. Just three or four.
Well, you want me to write a goddamn book, so I'm about to go, okay?
Right, or is there any other time that we can call you back?
Ma'am, listen, you got to wait till my Bluetooth switch over because I'm about to get in my car. I'm trying to go somewhere.
Okay.
I got something to do. But go ahead. I'm listening. I can try to do the survey while I'm driving. Hold on a second, okay?
Thank you.
Give me just a moment while my Bluetooth switch over.
Thank you.
Guys, this is a long behind survey. What you doing, interviewing me or something? What is this, an interview or a survey?
It is almost an interview, yes.
It is an interview. Somebody a survey. That ain't no goddamn survey. This is an interview, lady.
Yeah, I understand.
You interviewing me. This ain't no survey. Hold on a second. What's my people switch over?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. I'm out of service.
Ain't no service.
My new business, baby.
Where you?
I'm waiting for my Bluetooth to switch over, ma'am.
Okay, okay.
Give me just a second.
Yes.
Hold on.
Go ahead, go ahead.
All right, I'm here. There you go.
Okay.
Switch over.
Thank you very much for that. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. First, we have protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Joe Biden.
And do you think he would be somewhat better or much better at dealing with that issue?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden, because he can see and squash that left.
Excuse me?
Joe Biden can stop that.
Okay. So do you think is he would be much better or somewhat better at dealing with that issue?
At what?
At dealing with that issue, would he be somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Much better. Joe Biden.
Thank you. And then we have bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Joe Biden.
Much better or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Joe Biden.
Much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
Thank you. And securing our borders.
Joe Biden, with Congress not trying to stop the man, that is un-American. They blocked his legislation to secure up the border. Come on.
Yes.
Keep going.
Yes, I understand. Now, and do you think he would be somewhat better or much better at dealing with that issue?
Who, Joe Biden?
Yes.
Much better.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, if you had to choose, we do have a scale if that helps. Did that make you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
More favorable, because he's doing what he has to do to stop the innocent killing of people in Gaza, in the Palestinians. I mean, he's for Israel because that's our ally, but at the same time, he's like, listen, if y'all going to do what you're going to do, don't kill innocent people. So, I mean, I get it.
And would you say that made you somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
More favorable.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges relating to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, mm-hmm. do you agree or disagree with his verdict?
I wholeheartedly disagree, 100%. I agree with that verdict. I agree with the verdict.
And would that be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I'm glad he got convicted, old crook. We should have had Hillary Clinton as our president, not him. I'm glad they found his ass guilty. He should have went to jail. Now he needs to go to jail. Lock him up. That's what Joe Biden should be saying. Every time he have a campaign event, lock him up. Like they was doing for Hillary Clinton, he needs to do the same thing for convicted felon Donald Trump. Instead of saying former president, they need to say convicted felon Donald Trump. Do I make myself clear?
Thank you. And should I report then your answer as strongly agree?
Yeah, strongly.
Thank you. And now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally,
man, you're going to start me cussing. You fucker just trying to spit in my face. I don't relate to that bullshit. You think I support damn convicted felons and stuff like that? We want to clean up our community. It's because of the educational system that our brothers and sisters are turning to other ways to try to make money. Go to hell, Donald Trump. Lock him up.
Thank you.
He don't relate to me or nobody in my family. If there's a criminal in my family, lock his ass up. Donald Trump, lock his ass up.
Thank you.
God, please. He don't relate to me.
No,
we want the murderers, we want the drug dealers, we want the drug dealers, we want the murderers, we want the crooks to go to jail, period. That don't relate to black people. I don't support that foolishness. That's an insult to me.
I understand. I absolutely understand.
He has a nerve to say some foolishness like that.
Now, should I record your answer as strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Disagree with what?
With the statement.
I strongly disagree with that statement.
Thank you very much. And I know for something different.
Go ahead.
Now for something different. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, not often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all from social media, ma'am.
Thank you.
No, ma'am.
These last questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4 years of college.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married for 25 years.
And do you
and
have
I don't cheat, and I don't cheat on my wife. How about that? I'm faithful to my
great.
Wife.
I congratulate you. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
My youngest is 18.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services?
Every
week.
Yep.
And thinking about how, I'm thinking about the neighborhood you live in. Would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
My next door neighbor is white. My neighbor across the street is white. Mm-hmm. I have half and half in my neighborhood, white and black.
As a matter of fact, it's
divided up in thirds. 33% is white, 33% is black, 33% is Hispanic, and I love it. We are melting pot, baby.
Yes. And so would you say about half?
No, a third.
A third, so less than half?
Less than half.
Less than half. Thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
I'm in the city.
So would you say urban or suburban?
I would say urban.
Urban, thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
None.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
None.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No, ma'am. Right here in Savannah, Georgia.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, and you're free now. Thank you
very much. I'm free now. Good Lord, lady. What you gonna, you gonna put my name in the newspaper now? What you gonna do?
Well, your answers are confidential, so I can say.
Oh, my God. You show? I'm gonna have to charge. I'm gonna have to charge you for my time over that now.
Unfortunately, for this one, we don't have that option, but we do have some others that do.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. They're not paying you. Why are they not paying me?
Well, thank you very much for your time, sir. Have a wonderful day and safe driving.
Let me say this to you. Please keep your sense of humor.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the beautiful part about people. You know what I'm saying? Keep your sense of humor, baby. Everything ain't so serious. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff you got to be able to laugh about, too.
Yes, I understand. Well, have a wonderful day, sir.
All right. Mm-hmm. Take care now.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye.